Pastor Lauer from our Seder Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at this same time. Our Seder's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. During these times of pandemic, our regular services are indoors at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a parking lot service at 9:15. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Several weeks we've been hearing as our Lord tries to explain to his disciples, to the crowds, how the kingdom of heaven works. It doesn't work the way that we expect it to. God doesn't deal with us the way we deal with one another. So we hear the parable of the lost coin, and we hear various parables, and we see what Jesus does. He walks on water. He does things that only God can do. But now, after a number of weeks of this, Jesus decides to get out of town for a few days, you might say, and he takes his disciples out of the region of the Israelites. That's important to realize. They've actually left the nation of Israel and gone into what's called the region of Tyre and Sidon. It's up by Syria today. It's two cities on the northeast Mediterranean. And there Jesus is with his disciples. And Matthew paints for us this image of 13 men walking along the road, going from here to there, and a Canaanite woman comes stumbling after them, crying out, being a bother, you might say. Just not being quiet, not taking no for an answer. Let's back up for a moment and say, well, what's a Canaanite woman? First of all, the Canaanites were the people who lived in the land of Canaan, the promised land, before the Israelites came into it. So when God brought the Israelites into the promised land, he said, drive out the people living there now. I don't want any mixing of their religion and your religion and so forth. Well, they didn't do that the way that they should. To this day, the Palestinians, the people who've been living in the land, and the Israelites are still at it against each other to this day. So the Israelites don't really like the Canaanites and vice versa. So first of all, she's a woman. She really shouldn't be talking to the men. Secondly, she's a Canaanite. She's not an Israelite. And third, they're not even in either region. They're in the region of Tyre and Sidon. And here she comes tripping after them at a time when they're trying to take some time off, get away from the crowds. It just always seems like somebody wants something from Jesus, and the disciples get a little tired of it. And they said, Lord, make her go away. She's such a bother. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's in the text. The woman even comes up and kneels in front of Jesus so he can't walk over her. And she cries out for mercy. Now that's important. Let's take a look at the first thing that the woman said. What did she call Jesus? She said, Lord, you are... Where is it here? Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. So she doesn't call him master. She doesn't call him teacher, rabbi. She calls him Lord. And not just any Lord, as in someone who would be over her, but Son of David. David, of course, was the king of Israel. But even more important, she knew the prophecies of the Israelites. And she wasn't even one of them. That the Messiah, God himself, would come to set things straight again through one of the descendants of David. So here she is at his feet. Lord, Son of David, my daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. She doesn't even say what it is she's looking for. She wants mercy. Mercy is grace or favor that you don't deserve. For example, if you've been convicted of a crime, you throw yourself on the mercy of the court, which means the judge, if he wanted to, or she wanted to, could put you in prison and throw away the key, perhaps, or give you the long sentence. But you throw yourself on the mercy of the court, basically saying you want the judge to treat you better than you deserve. That's mercy when a person does that. And that's what this woman is asking. Treat me better than I deserve. She knows she's not an Israelite, one of the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And she cries out for mercy, and she speaks about her daughter. She really doesn't ask anything at all for herself. It's not about her. It's about her Lord, the Son of David, and what he can do for her daughter. What does Jesus then say? Jesus doesn't respond to the woman. He turns and looks at the disciples. So if he's leading the bunch and the woman runs up and kneels down in front of him, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me, or the other way around, but still it's all there. He turns and looks at his disciples. And what does he say? He looks at his disciples and says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now this challenges their thinking. House of Israel. She had said, Son of David. Jesus shifted that. House of Israel. Who is the house of Israel? What is the house of Israel? Well, the house of Israel is where God reigns through his king, and then one day through the King of Kings, through his own son. It's all there in the Old Testament. Who are the true Israelites? From where does God reign? Is this the temple? No, this house is where God is with all of his people in a community. Remember Jesus says, in my Father's house are many rooms? So if you are in God's house, you're in his presence. You're living at his place. And that's definitely a good place to be. Because with God, there's all kinds of blessings, all that we need from day to day. Jesus expounds on that farther. He says, now to the woman, it wouldn't be right to throw the children's bread to the dogs. He's challenging her also. Who are the children? The children are the ones who receive the bread. What's the bread? Well, in the Bible, when we talk about bread, we're not just talking about Wonder White bread or something like that. Bread represents everything that we need for this body and this life. Food, clothing, home, shoes, house, and family, and daily work, and good weather, and good government. You remember it all from the petitions you learned in the catechism. So what is the children's bread? It is all the blessings that come from God. To whom does God give his blessings? To his children. It begs the question again. Who are God's children? The woman responds, yes, Lord, but even the dogs get to eat the crumbs from the master's table. She knows that she is one of those children of God. She is there at the master's table. She draws another picture for us, this table here. And here is Jesus, the head of the household, who takes the bread and divides it up. He provides for his family, God's family. She's going to him looking for blessings from God. He would be the head of this household. And she is there with him, even if it is as a dog, around his table. She's welcome. And Jesus recognizes this as a statement of faith. It's really interesting. What does she call him? She says, Lord, Son of David. And then she's kneeling in front of him. Think about what St. Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. That God gave Jesus the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And here she is kneeling at Jesus. And every tongue confess, she's saying who Jesus is, that Jesus Christ is Lord. She's already called him that, to the glory of God the Father. This woman most certainly is a child of God. And she belongs around the table of our Lord. For she sees Jesus for who he is, and he trusts in him for mercy and blessing from God. This is a confession that the disciples themselves haven't even made yet. This is chapter 15 of Matthew's Gospel. It's not till later Jesus says to the disciples, well, who do people say that I am? Well, some say you're John the Baptist back from the dead. Some say you're Elijah or one of the prophets. What about you, Jesus says? Who do you say that I am? He has to actually push to get this out of him. Peter speaks up and says, Lord, you're the Son of God, the Son of the living God. This woman has already made that same confession by calling him Lord and Son of David. This woman doesn't deserve anything from God, but she knows that God is gracious and merciful. She knows that God provides blessings to all who look to him. It's not about where you were born, or to whom you were born, whether you're an Israelite or a Canaanite or a whatever. It doesn't matter if you're a descendant of Abraham or a descendant of Fred. What matters is that you have that same faith which Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had, which believed the word and promise of the Lord and trusted in him. We need to ask ourselves, we are not the children of God because we're here in this good Lutheran church. There are certainly people in the Lutheran church who don't understand who Jesus is or how Jesus works. Just as there were people in Israel who didn't understand who Jesus is or how Jesus works. And this is our message for everyone. That God, regardless of race or language or origin, brings forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation for all who will trust in him. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. We don't deserve anything from God, but he gives us mercy and he gives us grace anyway. He invites us to his table and he feeds us with the blessings of God, even his own body and blood, that we might be with him even now, before we're in heaven, in his true presence. What we dare not do is place ourselves in judgment over others because they're not of the right group, or they're not of the right race, or they're not of the right denomination, or what have you. Let Jesus sort folks out. What we need to do is trust in him, to rejoice in his love and in his blessing. Share those blessings as he does with all who will come in faith and hope. That's how Jesus works. That's why he came. That's what he does. Amen. If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.